What about Hoyo loy achim min arishoin v'yachim min asheni? Shaloi mayoisayim. Not from the same mother. Let's say again, what happened here? You had this lady now, that she was married to one husband, the first husband. Now the first husband already had a son from a different wife. Hoyo loy achim min arishoin. So the first father already had a son from a different wife. And now the first man, the first father, got married to another lady, and now he died, the husband. And his lady became pregnant, and she gave birth 9 months later. And we don't know that son, if that's a son from the first husband or not. I doubt that's the case of our Mishnah. That she now got married to a second husband, and 7 months later she gave birth. So there's a fact to say that the boy born now is a brother to the first boy that was born to the father from a different mother. So hoyuloy achim in arishin, the achim in asheni shaloy meyaisayim. The same thing when this wife now gets married to the second husband. That husband already had a son from a different lady. And now what happened? This wife now became pregnant and gave birth. So the baby that's a suffix now, Eid Manasha, has a brother from the same father and not from the same mother. So we don't know now which brother is his brother from the same father, and the other one is not his brother altogether. So in such a case, who choylets umiyabim? He himself, let's say the other brothers die, so he could do whatever he wants. When either one of the other brothers dies and there's no other brothers involved, so either he could be miyabim or up to your chalitza, because there's nothing to worry about. Either that one is his brother from the same father, so there's a mitzvah yibum. And if it's not the brother, then he's not a relative at all. He's not a brother from the same mother either. And then there's no brothers for that brother, the one that died. So the wife is not a shemeras yavim. So mamonashok, you're allowed to live with her. That's if the other ones die. What about now if the suffix one dies? Fehem echot chelitz v'yechad miyabim. Now when the suffix one dies, the same thing. Out of these two brothers, the first one should give chalitza. Maybe he's the real brother. Then the second one could marry his wife because it's a stranger to him. And maybe not, maybe the first one was not the real brother, so that chalitza meant nothing. So then the second one makes yibum, it's called a good yibum. So that's what they should do. But the Gemara will say you have to give chalitza first and not yibum. Because if you're being miyabim first, you have to be afraid maybe you're not the brother, you're a stranger. And the other one is the brother. So she's called a shemeres yavam. So therefore, to make yibum first, you can't. You have to first one give a chalitza. And then the second one can give a yibum. Again, because the case is now that the suffix, the boy that's a suffix, for sure he has a brother from the same father, but not from the same mother. In other words, whoever his father is, had another boy from a different mother. So the kids, so the boys are brothers, only from the same father, not from the same mother. But Mashenke, the first boy and the last boy, have nothing to do one with the other. So therefore, one is mutter of Yibum, and the other one is a stranger, also mutter. So that's why, first give chalitza, and then you could be miyabim. Like here, there's no doubt of a brother from the same mother. What about Toyechod Yisroel v'yechod Koyin? Let's say again, her first husband was a Koyin, let's say. And then he died, and she married a Yisroel. And now she gave birth 7 months later. And we don't know what the kid is. We don't know now if the kid is a Kohen or is the kid a Yisrael. It's again the same case in the first case. You have a Suffolk boy. We don't know who his father is. His mother had first one husband. He died. And then she got married to a second husband. Now she became pregnant. And she doesn't know from which husband she became pregnant. One is a Kohen, one's not. So we don't know if this kid is a Kohen or not. So what's the halacha? Is noise isha real a kohen? When at Suffolk we have to act like this kid is a kohen, and when he wants to get married, he could only marry an isha that's mutter to a kohen. He's not allowed to marry a chalala or a grusha. We don't let him touch mason. V'yimnitma, let's say he did touch a mace, and a Suffolk as a boy, he doesn't get malchus, because there's only a Suffolk to doubt if he's a kohen or not. Maybe he's not a kohen. Maybe his real father was a Yisrael. Again, we don't let him eat truma. Maybe he's not a kohen. But if he did eat truma,
He has a tzad to say, maybe I'm a kohen, you have no right to take the money away from me. When they go down to the fields to get truma, he has no right to take truma. He's a suffolk, maybe he's a Yisrael. The truma that he has, his own truma, the truma true is an ister, he can't eat it, but his own truma, he has a right to sell it to another kohen, and the money he keeps, again, he has a right to keep the money. He gets no chelik on the kabonis that were brought. Not even the earth, not even the skin. Like the meat, for sure he can't eat. But not even the skin they don't give him. He for sure can't get a carbon to be makriv a carbon. Like he's not a kohen. He's a sofer kohen. He can't be makriv kabonis. And we don't take away his own portion from him. All of a ra, he has a right to keep it. A regular Yisrael has the chi of matnas kuna to give from his animal the zroya of chayim v'keva. This person, since he's a sofik, maybe he's a kohen, but a sofik, he does not have to give the matnas kuna. Let's say he has an animal that gives birth, the first one, a bechor, that usually it has kedusha that goes to a kohen. Here, since it's a sofik, if he's a kohen or not, the Yetzirah let him pasture it until, let him take care of it until it gets a balmum. And then it's mum and kohen, so menasafik he's allowed to keep it. And like the mission before we had, this boy is a safik, whether he's a Yisrael or a kohen, so again we have to give both chumras to him. What about toyishneim kohanim? Let's say both fathers, the two husbands she had were both kohanim. So for sure this kid is a kohen. He is who oinen aleim. He has a din oinim upon his father. Fehem oinim olav. And they also have a din oinim upon him. When he dies, the father's allowed to act like an oinim on him. Who oinim matam olahim? He cannot be matama for them. Fehem oinim matam oloi. They cannot go and bury him. Because it's a sophic, which one is the real father? Who oinim yerushoi son? He, the son, does not yashin either one. Because each one's a sophic who his father is. Avolahim yashin oisoi. But the other ones, they yashin him. If he dies, like the two brothers, they make a chalukah. So both fathers, each mishpacha, are chalik, that's like mom and mutter b'sofa, they say chalkin. Mashenke, for him to yashin, when he goes to each one of the other brothers, each one throws him away and says, no, you're not our brother. You don't get Yerusha from our father. Your father is not our father. Your father is the other one. So there, when we have Vada Yorshim, each Yorish throws him away, he can't get a Yerusha. But when he dies, Minasofik, both the fathers have a right to get his portion, so they say Chok, and each one gets half of it. If he curses or hits either one of them, he's Potter, because when he hits each one, we don't know if it's a father or not. We can't give him Alkas back. He has a right to go and work the kabonis, but each father's mishmer, like we learned in Chagiga there, it's divided up into 24 mishmeres, but v'yena chelik, he doesn't get a chelik in it, because when they give out the portions, each one can say, you don't belong here. Let's say both fathers had the same mishmer to work, they're noita chelik echad. The mamonashach, he has a right to get a portion, like he's a vade koin. It's only a suffer who his father is. There's only a doubt which mishmer he has a right to work. But if both fathers have the same mishmer, for sure he has the right to work in this mishmer, so he has the right to take a chelik. So in such a case, he even gets a portion for the kabonis that were brought in.
You're up to the Gemara. Gemara says, now davka mechla tzvod yevumi. The case we have these two brothers, we have a doubt, who is the real brother, so one should first give chalitza, and then the second one should make yibum. Avo yevumi berei shaloi. But to let one brother right away to be miyabma first, that no. The kapoga biyavom alishuk, because we have to be afraid. Maybe he's not the real brother. So the other one is the real brother. Siv shows he's like a yavom alishuk. So therefore, you can't make yibum first. You have to first let one brother make chalitza, and then when the second brother is miyabma mamanashuk, she's mutter. Either it's the real yavama, or else on the side you're not a brother, then she already received chalitza, so she's mutter to get married to somebody else, and then you're allowed to marry her. Omar Shmuel said a lot like this. Asora kahanim, oimdim. Let's say you have 10 men, 10 kahanim standing together. O pirush echod mehem,
one of them come out, Uboal, and he lives with a lady. Now, Havlad Shtuki. Now, we don't know who the father was. All we know is that a Kayin lived with a lady, and the child now is also a Kayin. But here it says that Havlad is a Shtuki. Shtuki usually means to keep him quiet, and we don't know what he is. So Rashi here says Havlad Shtuki means the Koshru. For sure, the kid is Kosher. To Avshitolon the Ben Kayin. Habol Apnuyahu. All it is just is that it was a Kayin that lived with a regular Pnuya, with a regular Bas Yisrael. So the kid is a Kosher kid. But it says Alocha Shtuki. So Moriyat Kasha Mai Shtuki. What does it mean he's a Shtuki? Shtuki usually means like keep quiet. What's there to keep quiet about over here? We know for sure who he is. We know that his father is a Kayin, he's a Kosher Kayin. So what's wrong? Silem, if you want to tell me, Shemeshaskin Oisoi, Menichte Aviv, that he doesn't yarshin his father when one of these Kahanim dies. He does not get Yerusha. Fretting more pshit, of course. Mi Adina Navuamani. We don't know who his father is. There were 10 Kahanim there. One of them is his Kayin, is his father. But we don't know who the father is, so pshita. When the kid now has no right to yarshin any one of them. Because any one of them, the other kids will always say, hey, you're not our brother. So pshita can't get any Yerusha. So what's the chiddush of Meshaskin Oisai? What's the chiddush of he's a shtuki? Elod means she Meshaskin Oisai midin kuna, that this kid does not have a din kuna. Rashi says, what does that mean? Milavad avoida. He's not allowed to work in the base of Migdish. He's not allowed to bring kabonis. V'yafagav l'inyin yuchsin lis isha kosheru, but possibly avoida. Even though the Maisi was a kosher a kain, he's a miyuchasnik a kain, but Akoponim, he can't do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Shtuki means. For the Gemara, my time, what's wrong? Why not? His father is a Kain. He's also a Kain. So Gemara says, Oh, Makro, the Pesach says, For hoy so loy ulezaroy acharov. The Indian of Kuna, it has to go after father to son. So it means to say, Be'inon zaroy miyuchas acharov. V'leka. So which Kain could do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash if he has yichus, we know who his father is. The son of a father could do the avoid in the base of Migdash. But here we do not know which one is his father. It is not called Miyuchas after one father. Therefore, he's not allowed to do the avoida. He's a psul in the avoida, that's all. Mask of Lorapop, Rapop asked the question, if so, Elamayat, if so, if you're right, Gabi Avrom, by Avrom Avinu, the Pesach says over there, Liyais Lachol Elakim, that Hashem should be for you, Elakim, Ulezarecho Acharecho, and your children afterwards also should be like Yidden. For the Gemara Hossam, Maika Masle Rachmona, what is the Torah like telling us now the special halachis of the children of Avram? Rashi says, Hoyavu Achrov, Koy Dirash Delay, Linyim Psukuna, since Yadashning Bayos Achrov means that we have to know exactly who the father is, then the Kohen can do the Avoidom, Hocha Mai Psukol Dirash Delay. Over here by Avram Avinu, what is the psul that he's saying, only special children and not the other children? By regular Yisrael, Pshita the kid is kosher. There's no question. So what's the drush of V'hoiso loy l'zaroi achrecho? What's the zaroi achrecho by Avram Avinu? Hezlias l'chol olakim l'zarech achrecho. So Gemara says, Hochikom, the pasuk means like this. Telling Avram Avinu his children should not marry a goy or a shivcha. That your children should not go after them. Like the child of a shiks is a goy, the child of a shivcha is an eved. So therefore the pasuk is telling them don't intermarry with the goyim, that your children should not become also goyim. All right, turn over. Yeah. For the more mace, we have a kasher on this. It says, Rishon Royu Lios Kohen Godol. In the case, again, we have a suffix who the real father is. So the first one is, could be a Kohen Godol. For at the Gemara, Ivor Bin and Zara Miuchas Achra Valeko. You have to know who the father is. And we don't know who the father is there. So what do you mean to say, the kid is right to be a Kohen Godol? So Drashi, in the case where you miyabim your brother's wife, and you didn't wait 3 months, V'yolda, and then she gave birth. So you have a doubt now who the father is. Sofek ben Teshla Rishon, Sofek ben Shimon Yachron, the Perek HaChodesh we had before. In the case where they were both Kohanim, where a Kohen dies, so his brother went, it was Miyabim, his wife, in the middle of the 3 months, and then she's pregnant, so we don't know from who. So we say, in such a case, the kid is roy to be a Kohen Gadol. The question is why? We don't know who his father, we don't know who his real father is. We have a doubt, which brother was his real father? So how could the kid be a Kohen Gadol? Mashmi could do the Avodah. Now we're saying, if we don't know who the father is, he can't do the Avodah. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you that Zarum Yuchas Achrov Durabonin. That we darshan in this post, we could crow a smachta b'yalma. It's only in a smachta. That means the Raisa, he's roy to be a Kohen, even though we don't know which Kohen, which father he has. But midiraisa, it's okay. It's only midirabonin that we're saying we have to know which father. So over there, what it means, he could be a Kohen God, that means midiraisa. Or vaita, no, even with Rabbanim over there. Now, v'chi goes the Rabbanim biznus. When did Rabbanim make a gzera that the kid can't do the avoid only if it was born through znus, not through marriage? Like the case over here. One of these Kohanim lived with this lady. So we know the kid is a Kohen, we just don't know who the father is. But b'nisuyin, lo goes the Rabbanim. But over here, where the second Kohen was Miyabin, the first one's wife, so he did it through Nisuyin, the Rabbanim didn't make a gzera. So even though we do not know which one is the father, still the lochre, the kid is miyuchis, the kid could be a Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says now, is it true? Uv is nus mi gozer Rabbanim, by his nus that the Rabbanim make such a gzera? The Yotanam would learn like this. Mi shaloi shoso acha baila shaloi shachadoshim. A lady that either her husband died or she got a get, and she did not wait to get married 3 months. V'nisei, so she got married right away. Not right away, but a month or two later. V'yolda, and she gave birth 7 months later. So, my, ach, yeah, that's the case. That he says, Mishloi, shos, ach, abayla, shos, chodoshim, nisei, v'yolda, so it was, my, ach, abayla. What does it mean that she did not wait 3 months after her own husband? Ilema, ach, misas, baila, she didn't wait 3 months. Ema Sefer, what does the Sefer say? The Sefer says, our Mishnah, it says, Hu Einin Aleihem, V'yehem Einim Olav. It says the what? That the two fathers have it in Einim when he dies, and when the fathers dies, either one of them, the kid is an Einin. Now, Bishleim Hu Einin Aleihem, that's good. That he is an Einin upon them. Mishkachasla B'nesuyin D'sheni. It's possible what? When the second one got married, and then we say when the second husband died. That's called the son now is an Einin for the second father. How is it possible to be an Einin for the first father? The other guy died already. For Likat that son is the Kama. So it's the case even though the first husband died, but if you move the bones, when you pick up the mace and move them from place to place, you also have a din of an Einin. So it's possible to say now this kid has to be Noig Aninus no matter which one, for either one. Either when they move the bones of the first husband, or else when the second husband dies. Elohim, Oinu Nimolov, what does it mean that them, the two fathers, have to be Noig Aninus when the son dies? Hechi Mishkachas Lo, Kamo Mislei, the first one died already. Like, what's the case to say when this kid now, the suffer kid dies, both fathers have to be Noig Aninus? The first one's dead already. V'yelo Begrushu, we're talking about the first one gave his wife a get, and he's still alive. So if so, my acha baila, what does it mean after the husband? It means acha get baila. After she received a get. In other words, the first husband gave her a get. He's still alive. Now she did not wait 3 months, but she got married after 2 months. So Mar says, Amos safe. If so, let's see, what does the safer say? The safer says, Hu ainam etamalahim, fiheim ainam etamim loy. That the son cannot be matama when any one of these two dies, and when the two fathers die, they cannot be matama, the son cannot be matama for the two fathers, and the two fathers not for the son. So, bishlei mahein, ein matamim loy, the two fathers not for him, luchumra, we have to go luchumra, we don't know like, which one is the son, so therefore both of them, etzara chumra, cannot be matama. The chol chad v'chad, dil malab rehu, each father can't be matama to this boy when he dies, because maybe it's not his son. Elohu ain't a matama lehem, but we say when the two husbands die that this son cannot be matama for them. Am I? Why not? To the second one he can't, because maybe it's not his father. And Elorishan Latamalei, but to the first one let him be matama manushoch. Ibrahu Shapaka Matamalei. If he's the son, if his father was the first one, the first husband, and now the first husband died, so it's very good this son can be matama to his father. Vi Barabasru Elamai what? That this is the son of the second one, Shapaka Matamalei. It's very good that this son could still be matama to the first one. You know why? To Cholulu. Because he's a Cholul. Like what happened? True, both husbands were Kahanim, but if the first husband gave her a get, how could she get married to a second Kohen? She's a Cholula. When she lives with the second Kohen, since the second one married a Grusha, she becomes a Cholula. And the locker is that the kids also becomes a Cholula. So the kids are Cholul. So anyway, the kid is allowed to be matama l'mesim. So that's why it's very good. Why that's not very good. That's why it's a kasha. So why does it say when the two husbands die, the kid cannot be matama to them? When the first husband dies, mimonishach, this kid should be mutter to be matama to him. Because if it's his real father, very good. If he's not the real father, but the second one is the real father, then the kid's a cholul. A cholul could be matama l'mesim. So how come it says that he can't be matama to his first father? Elamai, what do you have to say? The case is Elamai biznus. Elamai means that the first husband did not get married to her, just that they had znus. And then she got married to a second kohen right away. Umay achabayla, achabayla, just means she did not wait 3 months, since she lived with the first man, with the first kohen. Uktoni seifa, what does it say in the seifa of Al-Mishnah? Oyla b'mishma shozeh v'shozeh, that the kid is called the kohen, and Mashmi could do the Avodah. And he goes into both Mishmarim from each father. So even though here it's only through Znus, and we don't know who the real father is, even with the Rabbanan, you see he's allowed to do the Avodah. So to Yufta, the Shmuel, it's Akash and Shmuel, that Shmuel says with the Rabbanan, when we don't know who the father is, the son cannot do the Avodah. And here, through Znus, we just proved it, we don't know who the father is, and still it says he could work in both Mishmarim. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Shmaya b'mamamenis." We're not talking about through znus. We're talking about through the first time the mother got married, but she was a ketana, and she got married to a kohen. And now what happened was she was mamayin. She didn't receive a get. She just said goodbye to her first kohen, the first husband. So therefore, when she gets married to a second husband, right now the second kohen, she's not a grusha. And therefore the kid is not called a cholul. That's why the kid cannot be matama to either one of the two fathers. For the Gemara, mamanis, mamanis, miko yoda. Mamanis means a lady, a girl, that's a ketana. That the kedushin is only with rabbanim, when she doesn't have a father. So she's only with rabbanim the kedushin. That's why she has the right just to say goodbye to her husband. But for the Gemara, how could she give birth though? For your Tony Rav Beivoy, kai mother Rav Nachman, sholosh noshim, 3 ladies, Misham Shes Mamoich. When they live with the husband, they can put cotton there not to become pregnant. Ketana Muberis Omanika. Ketana, young girl, why? Shema Tesava Vatamas. Maybe she'll become pregnant and she'll die when she gives birth. So Mashma Ketana cannot give birth, because if she becomes pregnant, she'll die. Muberis, a lady that's already pregnant, she has the right to use this cotton. Maybe she'll become pregnant a second time now, and the second one will ruin the first baby. Manika, let's say Anisha that's nursing. Maybe she'll become pregnant now a second time, and she'll have to stop nursing, and then the first kid will die. So therefore it's a sakana, these 3 nashim have right to live with husbands, not to become pregnant, with cotton. Now, v'yezeu hi ketana, what's called the ketana? Mi bas achat asora shona, v'yoy mechod ad bas shtei mesre shona. From 11 to 12 years old, v'yoy mechod. Tochus mikan, o yeser al kein mesham shikadaka v'leches. Divir Rebbe Meir. If they're less than 11 years old, they can't become pregnant, so there's nothing wrong. If they're more than 12 years old, very good, they can give birth, they won't die. That's Rebbe Meir Shita. Sakoponim, you see, a ketana does not become pregnant. Or even if she does, she'll die, but she can't have a child. So how could you say, here the case is she's a mamamenes, she said goodbye to her husband, that she's still a ketana, how could she give birth? All three ladies, mishamshams kedakoi, they have to live with the husbands normally. V'lechus the normal way. V'lechus. And Hashem will have rachmanis, that they won't become pregnant, they won't die. Shenem, the apostle says, Shoyim epsoyim Hashem, that Hashem watches them. But our kolpon of the kasher is, you see, a ketana can't have children. So how could you say she was a mamenis here? How could she have a child? So Gemara says, Mishkachas lo, v'kedushay tois. I tell you true, she's a gedola. But the vot is she got married first to the first husband with a tois. Not that he had to give her a gift, but it was a tois. There was an isha that when she's married, if she lives with another man, if she did it willingly, she's a soita, she's also to her husband. If she was forced, she's mutter. V'yeshlochu acheres is another type of a lady, sha'afal pish lo nitfosa, even though she was not forced to live with another man, she lived with another man willingly, still mutteris, she's not called a soita. V'yezuzu, what's the case? Zu kedushay tois, that she's kedushay tois, because when the first husband married her, it was a mistake. So the kedusha was never chal, she's not really an ashes ish. So that's why if she lives with another man, she's not called a soita. And Shafilu b'no mukav lag seifa m'mamenes v'leches lo. There are cases that vaita she could just say goodbye to her husband. In other words, she does not need a get. It's the kedushay tois. So that was the case here also, that she got married to the first husband, the first kohen, and she didn't need a get, but it was a tois. So she said goodbye to him, and then she got married to another kohen right away. That's the case of our mishnah, that she got married through nisuyin, not through znus. So since it's through Nisuyin, that's why the kid could work in the Mishmarim, because he has a right to work. Because the drosha, that we don't know who the father is, only with the Rabbanan. Only through Znus, not through Nisuyin. And here we're talking about through Nisuyin, that's why the kid has a right to work in the Mishmarim. The only kasha was, I, he's a cholol then. The Teretz says, no, he's not a cholol, because the first mother did not get a get, but rather she only was a klushe tois. That's why she's mutter to marry the second kohen. Right, then the Mishnah says, so you